The first official orphan train left New York City on September 20th, 1854. They were accompanied by a Children's Aid Society agent named E.P. Smith.
On Wednesday evening, with immigrant tickets to Detroit, we started for Albany, making 46 boys and girls from New York bound westward and, to them, homeward.
In Buffalo, they boarded a boat that went across Lake Erie to Detroit. The children had to sleep in the lowest level of the boat beneath the animals, which meant that all sorts of animal excretions were sort of dribbling down. The children themselves were vomiting from seasickness, and it was an absolutely awful passage.
Landed in Detroit at 10 o'clock Saturday night and took a first-class passenger car and reached Dowagiac, a smart little town in southwest Michigan. Monday morning, the boys held themselves in readiness to receive applications from the farmers. There was a rivalry among the boys to see which first could get a home in the country, and before Saturday, they were all gone. On the whole, the first experiment of sending children west is a very happy one, and I am sure there are places enough with good families in Michigan, Illinois, Iowa, and Wisconsin to give every poor boy and girl in New York a permanent home. Thank you.